Hey everyone, good to see you. Welcome to the meditation period. If you're new to meditation, you're very welcome here. The basics of mindfulness meditation are relatively simple, in my opinion, and quite doable. It's something we can manage to do. And with some practice, even notice some of the benefits. So a brief overview before we begin. We use our ability to direct our attention. We do it in an utterly simple way by simply asking ourselves to focus on some things actually happening in our experience. Sounds we can hear, sensations in our bodies. So this is an activity of our minds, this focusing attention. We set aside assumptions about how well we can pay attention and so forth. We can actually do it even if it feels like our attention is being pulled quickly in all sorts of directions. So what we do is you just make some effort to keep the attention fairly well connected with something in our experience. And I'll guide you in this when we begin. And the reason we do this is this mental activity actually works to cultivate more stability, resilience, clarity associated with good states. And we can do this without having solved all of our problems first. I mean, it's a good idea to solve our problems, right? But it goes without saying that no matter how well we do on a day-to-day basis with our problems, there are still going to be a few left over. And so this is an activity of our minds that we can engage in the middle of things, right? However your day is going so far, taking this time, it's something we can do. And we don't have to clear our minds or get everything perfect, by no means, just in the midst of whatever is happening, we can do this. So I'll guide you when we begin. The second part is that try as we might to keep the attention focused, the attention will not stay focused, right? It's part of our intelligence as human beings, actually, that our attention gets drawn quickly away. And whether it's the to-do list, or we hear a sound which triggers some thoughts, or a random memory pops into our minds and that leads to some thoughts, or whatever it is, pretty normal, right? Expected. And in mindfulness practice, we include whatever it is, meaning we just recognize it's happening. We don't try to observe everything, but we notice. We have that permission to notice in a context where there isn't much else as part of the job. So we don't have to notice and then micromanage, or notice and make things better. Just notice, what is it like to feel anxious, right? With a focus on what it feels like in a literal sense in our bodies, right? The actual palpable visceral sensations that are a component typically of emotions like anxiety, fear, anger, grief, joy, and so forth. And with this, we do this, but there's actually no obligation to process it or stay with it, even just tuning in for a few moments and then coming back to that home base of the breath or wherever we were trying to focus before is the core of what we do. And so if you're a beginner today, if this is your first day, I do feel confident that is something you can do, and we'll start in a minute. For those of you with a little more experience, I'll add a little more today, just before we start. There can be those times where we become familiar with the fact that with anxiety or anger, there are sensations in our bodies, and we can get better actually with practice at remembering to tune into them and not just kind of fly with one thought leading to the next. There are times where we notice a pattern, and sometimes it's quite obvious. Certain events are leading us into similar patterns of thoughts involving anger or grief and so forth. And in those moments, it can be good to add a little bit Especially when like anger is probably a pretty good example where something might, we might be angry at someone. We know it's not the most important thing in the world, but nonetheless, we're angry. And so that can be frustrating because why am I so damn angry about this stupid little thing, right? And yet it is a real thing. And so it stays on our mind for a while. Perfect opportunity to practice. And the core of it will remain the same, but we also can add a little bit, including just a recognition that it's happening, not pretending it's not, right? Even when it seems trivial, just like, okay, this is my reality right now. This is what's happening. We actually can, it can sometimes be useful just for a second or two, just to reflect on, do I really want this pattern to persist? And when the answer is no, okay, that can be helpful. Just like to be clear, like, okay, it'd be not, and that can give us a little motivation. Okay, can I actually feel the sensations in my body? Can I shift my attention somewhere else? So it's not a matter of fighting the thoughts that go with the anger so much as just that skill that we begin to develop around where we place our attention. And so, yeah, we're angry about something. So it's on our mind and part of our mind is trying to work out a solution. The other part of our mind is how to wreak havoc, right? Our minds are complicated. So in the midst of that, we develop this skill to just, okay, where's my body? And this can be, we can come to notice this as a really skillful move, right? And then equally shifting even back to the breath, so that the sensations in our body connected with the emotion and then back to the breath. And then also we can, if that's kind of not helping much, we can actually take a few minutes and just turn our attention to some of the practices that we teach in conjunction with mindfulness, including compassion. And I have found a kind of a two-step compassion exercise can be useful when my mind is roiling, especially with anger or similar. Recognizing the suffering of the other and wishing them freedom from suffering. May you be free from suffering. It's not pretending we like them. It's not pretending things are okay. It's actually not make-believe in any way, right? People are suffering no matter what. And we can form that wish with authenticity, right? We can form the thought even if we don't feel much. So as a meditation method, I would say this can be useful. If you find it useful, you can stay with it, but maybe just for 20 seconds or so, and then come back, let it be simpler. So there's more to explore here, but let's meditate together now. So eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. A little sigh with the out breath. Letting your breath be normal. Come back to the breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. Notice how easy this is. Just in the midst of everything else, you're turning your attention to what you can hear. And so it's the sounds come to us. We don't have to censor any sounds. We don't have to organize it or keep track. Just this mental activity, focusing, sustaining attention, changing flow of sounds. stay with sounds if you wish. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, let your attention settle into your body. Just noticing what you can feel, your head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Vibration, pressure, softness, vibration, maybe pain in places. Just noticing. As we feel our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So not breathing deeply or in any special way for our purposes. Just let the breath take place. There tend to be some sensations we can notice. We can see, observe them. The abdomen, the chest, like moving, tensing. With the in-breath, falling, dissolving, softening with the out-breath. Flow of fine sensations at the opening of the nose. So if you're feeling anything connected with the breath, then it's okay. It's good enough. Just let your attention rest there. If the choices are confusing, just observing the breath at the nose is good enough. Knowing when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. So we're not trying to get something out of the sensations. The psychology here is there's something about focusing attention with something actually happening in our experience, staying with that for a while. Our minds naturally become calmer, more settled, and so forth. So we don't have to try to make that happen, but it does take some patience, a willingness to try. And of course, as part of this process, as we try, we'll find that it's kind of simple in a way, but it's also challenging insofar as our minds can move quickly. So we're not trying to clear our minds or restrict in some way, but just to be aware of what's happening. So when we realize we've been daydreaming or mulling over a problem or fantasizing, whatever is happening, just that recognition, not trying to tackle it and stop it, just noticing. Often there will be emotions that are noticeable to some extent. So recognizing the anxiety or the fear or the anger or the joy, including this in the meditation by feeling the visceral palpable sensations that are a component typically of these emotions. It might be quite vivid, it might not be, but just tuning in, noticing what's there, often in the chest, the torso, the belly. Shifting back to the breath whenever you wish. So it's a good way to approach it. If for any reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, shifting to hands or your feet or back to sounds. So we can find a home base. We don't have to rush to do this right. It's mostly permission, really, just to take this time to notice what's actually happening. Kind of in a spirit of willingness and sort of love. right? Just to pay attention to our own experience and in the context where most of us, maybe all of us, would have the motivation to be of benefit to those around us, to the world. So that can help us too, just that recognition that, okay, this takes some courage, it takes some willingness. When everything is kind of, it feels chaotic, just noticing that. We don't have to sort it out. Just finding the breath, finding some sensations connected with the breath, beginning of the in-breath, beginning of the out-breath, and so forth. So we'll take a few more minutes for the meditation. Doesn't really matter too much what has happened so far. We can learn from our experience, but we're not going to redo it. We also definitely can learn how taking this sort of time can make a difference as we move through our day, but it's not a matter of getting the day organized in advance so much as just becoming more settled in our bodies, the feel of our bodies, both at home base of the breath or hands or feet, and also the connection with our bodies relative to the experience of difficult emotions. It's certainly not a matter of getting everything tied up and organized. Sometimes it can feel that to be quite the contrary, and in a good way. So thank you. It's good to meditate with you. Sometimes I say things that I wonder, why did I say that? You know? Why did I say something there at the end? We're not just trying to organize things or getting it all wrapped up nice. And sometimes it's quite the opposite. I conjecture that what I meant was sometimes we have things a little too organized, right? And this indeed can be related to the ways in which our minds go through patterns, including patterns connected with grief and anger and anxiety and so forth. And it can be great to allow ourselves to be in a situation where we're not so caught in those patterns. And there's definitely something about mindfulness meditation which can give us more freedom relative to those patterns. I seem to be in the mood to preach today. So we didn't meet last week. Apologies if you showed up, but we weren't here for Memorial Day. And it is June already, LGBTQ Pride Month. Maybe we can form an intention to make some positive contributions to the LGBT community and reach out to someone perhaps, or just kind of have that orientation for inclusion, which very definitely is a part of mindfulness practice, at least as I understand it, where, you know, we are coming back to kind of the core realities of being human and the difficulties that we face one way or another. So, and we also have a lot going on at MARC during the summers. There will be several day-longs. Diana Winston, Cara Lai, Matthew Brensilver will all be leading day-longs. We will have a weekend retreat. All of these things are online on Zoom still. A weekend retreat, July 8th through 10th. And and Tanzanite M. Sola will be leading relational mindfulness sessions on Thursdays in July. So yeah, check out our website for these things. And we'll see you. To be continued.